This week's Torah portion, Shof Team, speaks about standards for judges. A judge should be impartial and should not take bribes. Interestingly, the Torah uses the language, Lo takir panim, do not recognize a face. Ibn Ezra says that a judge must not recognize any person in court cases. A judge must never make a decision based upon the claimant, no matter how prominent he or she might be. A legal decision must be rendered based upon the validity and strength of each claim. There is a very significant lesson embedded in all of this. How often do we dismiss someone's argument because he or she might hold a different political view than we do, or because they might be of a different religious persuasion? In today's society, there are those who feel that only members of a certain gender, race, or sexual orientation can be entitled to an opinion. This is outrageous. Impartiality is required on our part as well. We need to become much more dispassionate when arguing our points of view and more tolerant in listening to others. Our ultimate judgment of another person's opinion must be based upon the strength of their argument and upon the manner in which they use to express themselves. We are now in the midst of the Hebrew month of Elul. The high holy days are in the air, and the book of our lives will soon be open. There is an old joke. The high holy days are the days when people dress up and pretend to be real Jews. It is important to understand that God does not judge us by how nicely we appear during those days. Yes, it is certainly noble to dress in our best during the holiest days of the year, but God scratches beneath the surface and judges us based on content. The Holy One will listen to our prayers and pleas, and it is up to us to demonstrate that we are serious about changing our behavior and that we are making a sincere effort to become better human beings. As our Torah portion says, Tamim tihyeh im Adonai Elohecha, you must be wholehearted with the Lord your God. Likewise, that is the approach we must take when evaluating others. King Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, was once visited by God in a dream. Ask for anything, God said, and I will grant it to you. And what do you think Solomon asked for? He said more than anything else, he wanted to have a lev shomea, a listening heart. He needed this so that he could listen to people's complaints and legal cases and deal with them with wisdom and compassion. May we all find the strength to cultivate our listening hearts with others. In this way, we will enjoy a new year filled with wholeness, healing, fulfillment, and meaning. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Please share these podcasts, which you can find at kehilatmoshe.org and on our Facebook and Twitter feeds. Thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.